You're listening to a podcast from 702. The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.
Hi, Adam Gilchrist. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
So obviously lots of consternation, lots of alarm at Donald Trump recognizing Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. I think just about everyone disagrees with him. What's happening with the Palestinian side?
I suppose at least one thing seems to have died down, which is the initial violence. We know that there was a spread of things in the Gaza Strip and rockets fired into Israel and retaliation carried out. That, touch wood, the moment you say it, of course, you fear the worst, but that touch wood appears to have gone away. But the response now, the political response, is really important. The leaders of 57 Muslim nations have basically united and called on the world to recognize the state of Palestine and East Jerusalem as the capital of the state of Palestine. This is Organization of Islamic Cooperation. They've communicated the US president directly saying that his declaration about the capital of Israel is null and void. So I can't quite see the world or the United Nations instantly recognizing it because of the powder keg that it is. But nonetheless, you get the idea that, you know, one small political gesture by America begats a really big one from 57 other nations.
Yeah. It really is. Chris Froome, okay, he's a cycling hero. Now he faces litigation. I kind of feel in a way a bit sorry for him because everyone's going to think of Lance Armstrong.
Yes, exactly. And just at that moment, when you're looking at Chris Froome, you know, four times the winner of the Tour de France, you know, was he going to be ultimately another Eddie Merckx? Or will he be a Lance Armstrong? Well, at this stage, of course, we don't know. But I suppose the positive noises are that Chris Froome is saying he welcomes an investigation because he feels he takes asthma medication. He suffers from asthma, and at some stage during the Vuelta a España, the Tour of Spain, his asthma got worse. He took more salbutamol, but he says absolutely within the permitted dose, all the right things were carried out. And yet in his urine test, he had double the allowed amount of salbutamol in his system. And I suppose what he's saying is that if there's something wrong with the system, with the guidelines, with what's permitted, then it needs to be changed, but that he personally didn't do anything wrong. Now, I know that drugs cheats often say that, but then so do innocent people as well. So, I don't know, the jury is out, but we just hope he's not another Lance Armstrong. Even saying that, you sort of think, no, surely not.
Surely.
This is, you know, one of the legends of cycling, for goodness sake.
Also, a different attitude to things, I would have said. The monster Fatberg. I mean, as I say that, I think I'm glad I haven't had breakfast yet.
Yeah, this might put you off your cornflakes. The Museum of London is going to show arguably the most disgusting museum exhibit ever, in that it is a slice of the monster Fatberg, so called because they're like icebergs, only made of fat. It clogged up the sewers under Whitechapel. So where once, beneath the streets where Jack the Ripper wreaked havoc, was this congealed mass of fat, oil, grease, wet wipes and sanitary products all rolled into a 250-metre-long snake of fat. They've taken a slice of this. They're going to pop it in the museum. As the curator says, it is repulsively human. And as he puts it, it's surely one of the most disgusting things ever shown, but fascinating. Is it? And think of the smell. Oh, no.
Adam, stop it. Adam Gilchrist, thank you.